Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. We have a lovely guest joining us for this week's episode. Our guest today is Rebecca Shaper. Rebecca is an author, a filmmaker, philanthropist, and mental health advocate. Her book, Roses to Rainbow, My Dog Gus in the Afterlife, is a moving story that includes transcripts of psychic sessions Rebecca had with an animal communicator after the sudden, unexpected passing of her dog, Gus. Welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Thanks, Deanna. And I really appreciate you having me on your show. And I'm looking forward to a wonderful conversation.
I am too. Lately, it's really interesting. I don't know what's in the air, but I've spoken to a number of animal communicators over the past couple of months. And, you know, we have really deep relationships with our pets.
Oh, yes.
They are, you know, our family.
Yes. I just got goosebumps. Yes.
Yes. And it's very hard when it's their time to go. You know, for me, dogs especially are just unconditional love.
Yes, they are. And they bring you so much joy and happiness. And they're always in a good mood when sometimes you wake up and you're just kind of having a little moment, you know, and they're there with their toy wiggling all over the place.
Yes. I know we're going to get into your experience, but I will say I've had a couple of dogs pass so far in this life. And, you know, I dream about them occasionally, and they passed many years ago, but every once in a while I'll have a dream and they're both together and happy. And I'm so excited to see them.
Oh, that's their way of communicating to you.
Yes. And it's so sweet. I always say, you know, when it's time to leave this place, I want to go to doggy heaven.
I may see you there.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, I'm sure you woke up the next morning just with a big smile on your face and your heart was really warm. Isn't it just amazing how they communicate with us? Yeah. It's incredible.
I love it. And they're such just reflections of just deep love, like yes. Unconditional.
Yes. And I do believe that they come as a, like a soul contract into your life to bring you lessons that possibly you're supposed to be learning during that time or journey in your life, and possibly vice versa. You know, there are things that maybe hopefully I taught Gus, but he taught me a lot. So, yeah.
So tell me about Gus, and, you know, his passing was unexpected.
Exactly. It happened December 4th, 2023, a year and a half ago. I think I've got my math correct. That's all I know. It was close to a year and a half ago. And he was happy-go-lucky playing with my daughter's dog, which we had for 3 months. And they were, I'm telling you, I think they had something going on in the past life because those two were just so bonded, so connected. And they were playing that morning, happy and tossing around and tumbling around. And so I brought him in the car with me to go run, get a short errand. And Gus jumped out and he just paused. And I looked at him and I went, this isn't good. Because he just laid down. And I went, oh, this isn't good. Went into the house. He barely got into the house. I said, Jim, my husband, I don't think this is normal. Something's going on with Gus. So I took him to the hospital, and he had a tumor on his spleen. It had bursted.
Oh, no.
And the team just hovered around him, and I was able to be with him. I stayed with him for about 3 hours, just by his side, laid right there with him. Ooh, I'm going to get teary-eyed. But He was my soul dog and my co-pilot. We did so much together. And I'll never forget that look he had on his face when he went back to, because they're going to do an operation on him to get it out because they thought possibly that he could, would be able to survive it. And it was a look that you can't explain, you know, until you experience it. But yes, he was my co-pilot. He was my soul dog. We did so much together and we had so many adventures on the beach together, so many memories. And it took me a long time to get over that. And in January of 2024, so it was probably 2023. I'm not real good about the years, but the dates I'm good. I said, I need help here. So I reached out to Sunny Mann. She's a pet communicator in Australia. And I told her what was going on. And it was phenomenal. I had 10 sessions with her. And she was able to tap into him. And she said, Rebecca, I've never met a dog like this before with all the ones I've communicated with. And she said, he's like a guru. And I said, there's, you know, we all like to believe that in our dogs. I said, but there was something special about him. And I said, I think we were in past lives together. We communicated with each other. He knew words, of course, what I would say, but even telepathically, we communicated with each other. And so I thought, you know, I need to do a book in his honor, do tribute to him. And I know Gus was pushing me on the other side because he wants me to say something and help people to become aware of the messages when they lose their beloved pet. They want to communicate with you. But in the same token, you've got to go through your grief. Grief is a great transformer, and it broke my heart wide open. It was catastrophic. It was worse than losing my parents. I'm just being honest and transparent here. But it transformed me to another level where I could become a lot more stronger and use what my knowledge through my experience to help others. And hopefully, people can, after listening to this, they can walk away and get golden nuggets that may heal them in some way. So my mission is to just get the word out there as much as I can and have the books be sold, and all the proceeds will go to a rescue center. That's all. Because in honor of Gus, I know that's what he'd want. So there you go. A little longer, maybe anticipated, but I just can't stop talking about it.
I'm curious about two things.
Okay.
What breed and how old was he when he passed?
Good. He was wired-haired Vizsla,
Okay.
and he was 6 years old. And
Oh.
I'll tell you how we got him, which was pretty interesting. My daughter, Kim, who's like the animal whisperer dog, dogs just gravitate to her. We had already lost two dogs 7 years prior to Gus. And she reached out to us and called us and said, Mom and Dad, you have got to get this dog. And we're like, and she showed us on Facebook. She said, you have got to get this dog. He was from a breeder in Hungary. Yeah, and we were going to be his second home. I won't go into all the background of that, but she said, you got 10 minutes to make the decision. So
Wow.
she and I were looking at each other like, 10 minutes? Because she said, Mom, he's going to be gone. Somebody else is going to get him. You've got to get him. So we're like, okay. So we said, okay, we're in. It was the best decision we ever made. So thanks to my older daughter, who spearheaded him to be with us. And he loved her. When we went to our beach house, he would just ditch us and follow her everywhere. We're like, okay, bye. There was a bond connection between them as well. But he was very happy go lucky dog.
So I know you said you were grieving, but prior to going to an animal communicator, had you ever been in contact with one before? Did you believe in that, or how did that get on your radar?
Actually, Karen Anderson, who is an animal communicator, I listened to her podcast. And this is w almost 8 months prior to Gus's passing. And I went, oh, that's interesting. I just thought it was fascinating because I do believe people are very gifted in the field that they're in. So fast forward. I reached out to one of her, Sunny Mann, who studied under Karen Anderson, who is phenomenal, and she's bestseller in her books. And that's how I got Sunny Mann, and I was sold because what she communicated to me from Gus, it was phenomenal because I was able to track it. And there are pictures that I took also, not knowing that I was going to do a book. I just felt led to take these pictures. So they're pictures, illustrations in the book to coincide with some of the transcripts she talked about.
So when you started with Sunny, what were some of the initial messages that, Gus had for you?
That mom, I will always be by your side. I will always be by your side, even in your grief. And he said, why are you so unhappy? He couldn't understand because he was in the afterlife and I was in the physical. And he would say, Sonny, why is she so sad? I'm right here with her. And she explained to him, she can't see you or touch you. And he said, tell my mom that it's not the quantity of time, but the quality of time I was with her. And he said, please tell her that I'm happy where I am, that I had to do what I need to do and I needed to go. And now that I look back and some of the messages that she related in the other transcripts, he was pushing me to do this next healing modality that I've always wanted to do, but he was communicating through her for her to give me the message. And he said, there are things that he said, he described being out on the back loggia of our beach house, which Sonny never knew. She didn't know. And he loved being in front of the fire pit and looking over the marsh. And he recalled that he went back in some of my past life and who I was in a past life, and that we had always been together in past lives. He also described, she described like a, he's telling me he's on a bumpy, he's riding something really bumpy. What was a golf cart? My husband and him would do the ride the golf cart. So there were things that there's no way that Sunny, she, there was no, and there was no way she could have Googled it either because there were things, events that happened, but not written in, in Instagram or Facebook or whatever. So.
So one thing I think many people are curious about, and myself included, many people hold the belief that when we do reincarnate here, we come as a human, right? But I wonder about the animal kingdom. So when they reincarnate, for example, like your dog, is Gus always a dog? Is this what happens? Or are there like evolutionary changes when you come back?
Very good question. I listened to a podcast who's another animal communicator, Shannon Cutts, and she talks about reincarnation. She's done tons and tons of research. And I'm going to backtrack here a minute. I do believe in reincarnation, no doubt about it. And she does mention that, yes, they could come back as a human, but most likely they'll, if you really want your soul companion, your soul dog to come back, She will have a session with you and teach you how to do that. And she's had testimonies on her website. So it may be somebody you may want on your podcast. She's phenomenal. So I do definitely believe that Gus has sold dog, our new dog, Zeke, because I see behavior. They can soul dog them at times, but they can't come in as completely as the dog that you want because it will blow their circuits out. Does that make sense? So I'll give you an example. With I kept manifesting wanting to have Zeke. I mean, excuse me, wanting to have Gus come back. And I said, Gus, show me signs. And through the animal kingdom, I had signs. And I won't go all into it, but I had confirmation. And then it came to a point where I didn't want to force it because I was in grief so much that I was forcing it. It wasn't becoming natural. And I realized that in myself. And I thought, I got to back away. I said, I need to let go of this. I've already said what I want. Well, that I would love to have him come back. And if it's meant to be, I need to let it go. I can't push it. So in the book, it talks about how the breeder in Hungary, we got Zeke. And how all that was synchronized on how we were able to get Zeke, excuse me, I'm getting my words, Zeke, and how Sophie, the woman, the breeder in Hungary, communicated to me at the most unbelievable times when I was thinking about her or was thinking about something about Zeke, and even my husband, I drew cards. You know, like angel cards, and we drew cards, and it's in the book, so I don't want to give too much of that away. But Zeke, we got him 2024 on December 4th. My mother died by suicide on that day, like years ago, and Gus died December 7th. So we're like, okay, this is very interesting here. But we didn't get Zeke until he was 6 months old because they did not want dogs shipped over internationally because of the war zone. And they were afraid that a lot of these dogs, the CDC, were bringing in diseases. So it just so happened the time we were supposed to get Zeke. So we got him at 6 months. Zeke comes in immediately. Walks in our house here in Atlanta, and we have a beach house as well. Gets Gus's favorite toy, just goes and gets it. There's a clue. So I'm explaining these things so people can, say, oh, okay, there is hope. Then when we went to our beach house, we had it totally renovated. It was 2.5 years worth of renovation. And it was the first time Zeke went in, totally different. It was as though he knew where he was. He just felt just so at home. And this is shortly after we got him, too. And there are a lot of characteristics of Gus and Zeke. So they can soul dog your dog now. But Zeke has his own personality, too. And there was a part of me is like, am I going to love this dog as much as I love Gus? Because there are differences, and yes, you can. Because people may feel guilty. Am I going to be able to love this new dog that's coming in my life as much as so you know that's natural to feel that way, especially when your dog is so close to you. And yes, you can because Zeke is just he's quite an entertainer and a great dog. Yes, so it can happen. And it can fill your void in that you had.
Yes, definitely. I wonder, since you've had multiple lives with Gus, what do you think some of the lessons he was teaching you throughout those lives?
To stay on my path as a healer. And yeah, just keep going, keep going. And I've had callings in my life. And when I have a calling, I definitely listen. And I because I trust the process that I know that this is what I'm supposed to do. This is where I'm at in my life now, and I trust that process. And I know that I'm going to be guided, and the people will come in my life to help me do what is supposed to be my healing modality at that time. So yeah, he talks a lot about that I was a healer in the past life, and we did a lot of things together.
So it's my understanding, we're here having a human experience and we're constantly growing and expanding and learning, right? And I
Yes.
think that applies to everything here that is sentient. So I wonder also for, let's say, as an example, Gus, what do you think some of the lessons, because I think we grow through lessons and experience. So
Absolutely.
what do you think any like lessons maybe he had, like, what was his purpose? Like, how is he growing through all of these reincarnations?
It's almost like he was such an alpha dog, but extremely sensitive and emotional, but yet he was very observant and quiet. And I think that's a very good question. I'm trying to search the right words to articulate that. I believe his lessons is to come back and teach other dogs. They listen. This is the way it's supposed to be. Or humans, hey, I'm guiding you in this direction. This is how it's supposed to be. So that's the best way I can articulate. It may not be the best answer, but just his presence. Yeah, just his presence. He had this aura about him that people really gravitated to.
I think many people, Rebecca, would be really interested to hear whether or not Gus talks about doggy afterlife. What does it look like in, where he's at? Like, did he ever mention this at all?
He mentioned it in, he says, I love where I am. I am with my, I see people that I know. He said with it, and that was real. He didn't talk a lot about. He said he has jobs to do up there. He has a lot of work he needs to do up there, and he kept telling me, "Mom, you need to get going. You have a lot of work to do. You, in other words, get going." Hey, before I come back. You need to get going on this. So I hope I have satisfied him. I'm doing what I feel led and intuitively too.
So do you think that the human spirits on the other side are with their animals on the other side? Like, are they working together? Are they in different areas? I know it's hard for us to like conceptualize that, but I wonder.
What I've heard that it's, I know it's like they don't see you physically, but it's like energetically and frequency. And it's like, oh yeah, I know you. It's like telepathically. And I'll give you an example. People can see humans from the other side. After my mother passed away that night, I saw her standing in the doorway of my bedroom, and she was leaning up against the door. She had a blue nightgown on, and I'll never forget that. So, I have glimpses of that. Also, too, I'd love to add to your audience if they're wondering if their pet is communicating to them, songs. They come through songs. Songs Over the Rainbow. That's exactly that. Those songs, that song would come on at the most profound times for me.
I love that.
Yeah, over the yes. And don't ever second guess yourself. If you feel that you're like, whoa, I think my dog or cat is trying to communicate with me from the other side. Yes, they are. Listen to your body, listen to your intuition, tune in, and don't feel like that you're being crazy because they are. It could be very subtle. It could be something like a toy. It could be a song. They communicate through computers. They communicate through phones. I had Gus communicate through a computer shortly after he passed, probably 2 weeks. Because we used to call him Bobblehead, because when I would walk Stella, my daughter's dog, and Gus together, he had such a big head that it kind of bounced up and down. I'll never forget this. I was at my computer, and up in the header, it said Bobblehead. And I have that in the book. So there are all kinds of ways they want to talk to you. Numbers. Numbers. Yes. So.
Definitely. So, I think because I was going to ask you, why did you title your book?
I will tell you that. I'm glad you asked that. Roses to Rainbows. Okay. Gus and I were on our walking on the beach, and there just so happened to be this rose sticking up out of the ground on the beach. I thought, that's really weird. One rose everywhere, and it's sticking out of the ground. He went up and smelled it, and that was the day of my birthday. So for me, that was kind of his way of communicating and saying happy birthday. And Gus and I would always see rainbows together on the beach. I mean, everywhere with it, we'd shower, in the distance of the ocean, we'd see a beautiful rainbow, or either we'd see those, I forgot what type of rainbows you call them in the sky, but yeah, we see rainbows all the time. So that's why those are some beautiful experiences.
That's super sweet. And I like the fact that you're bringing up how animals actually do communicate with you, because I think many people think it's coincidental, like the little, synchronicities or experiences they have, they're not actually thinking or believing that's a message from, my animals trying to get to me, to comfort me, to reassure me that they're there. They might just think, oh, how odd, or yes, what a coincidence.
Yeah, and I really hope that people will become more aware, because they are communicating to, they want to. That was loud and clear in the transcripts, that he wanted to communicate with me. Tell my mom this, tell my mom that. And I'll give you another incident. My brother would always call me Beck. Beck. And in one of the transcripts, Gus is communicating, hey, Beck, to Sonny. Because he knew that would be a way that he is communicating to me. How on earth how she would have known that? And that's in the transcript. Yes. These things, the messages can be so profound, and just open your heart up to it and ask them. They will ask them. And every time they give, for me, every time I get a message, I always say thank you very much. I always say thank you. I'm grateful that you show this to me. I feel your closeness. I feel your heart.
What is one of the most, I guess, unexpected, besides that example, or unique messages he relayed to you?
Okay, so I've been working on being a shamanic practitioner, and I just got certified, and I had to do journeys through different initiations, and they were Peruvian shamans. It was a family, and they would do it remotely. And in my journey, I would see, let's see. I saw an eagle flying. I was on top of the eagle. But prior to that, I think I've got this correct. Sunny talked about an eagle that Gus told her.
Okay.
And I don't think it happened at the same time. I think I found that out later. I'm not sure how all this happened, but I saw this eagle and I was riding on the eagle, and I knew intuitively that was Gus communicating through me, to me. So after the journey, I go, and this was what confirmed it. I go down this road that I've traveled so many years, and it's a four-lane busy highway, expressway, or busy road. And on the sidewalk was a eagle. And if I'd gotten there 2 minutes earlier, I would have missed it. If I got there 2 minutes later, I would have missed it. I've traveled this place, never seen an eagle at all, but I saw it. And this was in Atlanta. And then I started seeing a lot of eagles at the beach. And I've had some pretty incredible. So to me, that was very profound.
Definitely and unexpected,
Oh,
but
totally. Yes. And those are the messages that you get that are totally unexpected. That's when they come in unexpectedly and you're like, whoa. To me, those are the best. I'm sure you've experienced that.
yes, I definitely have. And we have a tendency, I think, as humans to second guess everything, but when you have these recurring, similar experiences, it
Yes.
gets harder and harder to deny
Absolutely. They're like, come on, I'm trying to
it.
communicate with you. And other animals pick up as well, because after Gus passed away, we brought Stella back over to the house. It was like 2 or 3 days afterwards because we need to watch her because my daughter had gone somewhere. And I brought her out in the back where they used to play, and she went directly where they used to play and howled. And I knew, I have it videoed. I videotaped it. She was looking for it. It was almost like she was communicating to him. That's what I felt. And she was mourning. They mourn.
I'm curious. So before Gus passed, what were your beliefs about the afterlife?
Oh, I definitely believed in it. No doubt about it. I've believed in that for probably, over 25 years when I started the documentary that I had a calling on my brother. So, yeah. Long, yeah. I definitely believe it. How could you, for me, how could I not, just through my experiences?
Yeah. And if anybody, were to come to you and they're struggling with, the grief of the loss of their animal, what would you want to say to them?
I would say go through your grief. Don't let anybody tell, don't listen to what others want you to do because they want you to feel better. Go through your grief. If they say, oh, why don't you go ahead and get another dog? No. Go through your grief however way you need to do that, however way you need to process it and get support. Talk to someone because that's very helpful. And go out in nature. For me, nature was so healing for me, very healing. And just listen to the cues that if you feel like your animal wants to communicate with you, just listen and open your heart and walk through the memories you had and be grateful for the memories. It's hard. Let me tell you, it is very hard. It's not easy, but it was helpful for me.
Have you, since he's passed, have you had dreams of him?
He came into one dream very quickly. It was just real quick. And I can't rem I don't remember where I was or whatever. But he communicates to me through Zeke and through the animal kingdom. And songs.
That's
Definitely songs. Yes. Definitely
yeah.
songs. That's a no-brainer for us. Yeah, I know that it is. And it was really quite cute. I'd like to say this, when we had Zeke and he was in my bathroom laying down, and I love music, and I was playing music, that song came on, and it made me, it's almost like, hey mom, I'm still here. It was just, the timing of it was pretty remarkable.
Rebecca, it's been so fantastic having you here sharing your story. If somebody wants to get a copy of your book, where can they find it?
Amazon.
Amazon.
And if they love the book, and if they feel resonated or feel they want to write a review, that would be lovely, because the more reviews I get, the higher I can go up, and the more proceeds I can give to the rescue center. So that's our goal. That's Gus and I's goals. Like, come on, we're here to help the animal kingdom in any way we can.
Definitely. Thank you so much for being a guest this week. And everybody, take care. Have a great week ahead.
And
Bye-bye.
thank you so much. I love this conversation.
Thank you. I did too. All right, everybody, take care.